Good morning to everyone. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, is the famous story of Jesus healing a paralyzed man. Let me read it to you, starting in verse 1. When Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it. Then they lowered the mat the man was lying on. Now in verse 5 it says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now of course the paralyzed man was indeed healed. And he did take up his mat, and he did walk out. This is indeed a beautiful story. Now, there are many aspects of this story one could emphasize. First of all, you see what a huge following Jesus had. There were so many people gathered at that house that day that no one else could even get through the door. This story also demonstrates the willingness and the compassion of Jesus to heal and help others. Now, I want to emphasize another aspect of this story that can be easily overlooked. Notice verse 5 again. When Jesus saw their faith. It didn't say when Jesus saw the faith of the paralyzed man. It says when Jesus saw their faith. The word "their" indicates the faith of the four men. Brethren, what wonderful and caring friends these four men were. These four men took initiative and carried their friend to Jesus. These four men were resourceful and worked to get the paralyzed man onto the roof. These four men then worked to open up the roof so their paralyzed friend could be lowered down to see Jesus. Brethren, these four men's faith was demonstrated by their actions. And it appears that Jesus healed the paralyzed man because of the faith of his friends. Now, why is this important? This is important, brethren, because who we get involved with in our prayer circles matters. Who we have in our prayer circles matters. Remember the words of James in James 5:16. He says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." Friends, let us choose wisely those who we ask to pray for us. Let us ask people with faith to pray for us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.